It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
The Felger Mavs podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, the show you'll be talking about.
That was not me hemming and hawing.
In therapy.
Socks.
It's Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Marcus, in the second half, Joe called a quick timeout, and you immediately sat in the coach's chair, and we're talking to your teammates. You weren't on the floor at the time. What were you telling them, and what did you guys get back to?
Just tell them to keep going. You know, this is a pivotal point for us right now. We got to turn it up a little bit more. You know, if you're tired, come out the game. Get somebody else in there that's fresh and that can keep it going. But we got to continue to go and do whatever it takes to win this game tonight.
This guy. Now listen, if you ask me to bet this series straight up, I of course wouldn't bet it. And I don't even like plus 220. That's just too low to actually bet it. And this is one of the reasons why. This is not a functional situation. And this guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Talk about someone that has no sense of self. He is oblivious to what a caricature he is of himself. Marcus Smart, here's the setup. This is unbelievable. Abby Chin tweeted this out. She also asked a question you heard there, but she tweeted it out during the game. Tweet, Joe Mazzulla calls a quick timeout with 9:41 left in the fourth, lead down to 5. Marcus Smart immediately sits down in the coach's chair in front of the bench and talks his teammates through the game plan.
The coach's chair. The chair
faces the bench.
The coach's chair.
Yeah. Scorsese.
The director.
The director's chair. Yeah.
Sits down in the coach's chair and starts coaching the team. Now, that happened.
Okay, guys, here's what we're going to do.
With the whiteboard, the clipboard, the whole thing like he was doing before the game the other day. So then he's asked about it after the game. Now, most guys I think, at that point would say, okay, this doesn't look right for the coach. This is, so when I'm asked about it, I'm going to downplay, you know, you get asked about it. Marcus, what did you say when you jumped in the coach's chair during the timeout? Most guys would say, listen, Joe was just out talking to the other guys. We just came together and Joe came in and gave us the plan, told us what to do because, you know, he's got us covered and all that. And, you know, you just totally downplay it, right?
Correct.
That's what anyone would do.
Correct.
Because you don't throw the coach under the bus. You don't pretend like you're the coach.
Anyone with a sense.
Marcus? No.
Let me tell you.
Well, let me tell you what I told him. What did he tell him, Jimmy?
Just tell him to keep going. You know, this is a pivotal point for us right now. You know, we got to turn it up a little bit more. You know, if you're tired, come out the game. Get somebody else in there that's not fresh, that's fresh and that can keep it going. But we got to continue to go and do whatever it takes to win this game tonight.
I mean, seriously.
See, this is why Brad Stevens didn't hire assistants from Missoula. Because you already got him on the roster.
Got him, right.
Yeah, between Smart and some other guys on there, and we'll get to them too. But he's already got a whole staff of assistants. These guys are running the team.
The guy's completely oblivious to how ridiculous it makes him look. And how it throws his coach under the bus.
Yeah, and I would argue the second thing is the worst offense.
Like, guys, I just jumped in there for a second. Joe was drawing up a play. When we got to the huddle, he set us straight and got the offense back on track. And, you know, we're all working together. No, not Marcus. Yeah, I told my guys we had to keep going. If you feel like you're tired, you got to come out. He just started doing the coach thing.
It's a pivotal point in the game.
Coach Smart.
Oh, my God, this guy.
And it started as a joke, and it's truly become, like, the reality of what the situation, what's going on with this team. Well, they're sitting in the guy's chair and
taking over. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
When I saw the tweet, I'm like, well, that kid, did that really happen? Oh, no, it really happened.
And then he confirmed it.
Yeah.
He'll tell you that the play. He'll tell you the play he drew up.
Just tell him to keep going.
Thanks, Coach.
I actually asked Joe to get up because I had an important message to deliver to the team. I had to like make sure everyone was on board, so I asked Joe to step to the back of the room.
Wow. All right, so that wasn't the only time that happened last night. Jaylen Brown was asked about Grant Williams. Grant Williams had a really good game.
He did, yeah, he was good.
Really good game. Jaylen Brown was asked about Grant Williams, number two, Jimmy.
Grant comes in and has to win, and when he plays composed and he keeps his head, he can be a tremendous asset. You just got to keep talking to him, you know, keep letting him know where the game is at, keep telling him to make the right plays, play within his role. And I think that he did that tonight.
Oh, thank you, Coach Brown. So once
I told
again,
you, it's a whole staff of assistants.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no. Again, Grant played well because I told him to.
It's like, well, we got to stay on his ear. It's like, you got to keep an eye on the young man. And, you know, he's coming along. And just as long as we're behind him and telling him what to do and keeping the ropes on him, I think we're all good. Coach Brown, Coach Smart and Coach Brown.
Yep.
I mean, for Pete's sake.
Co-coaches.
So, look, this is not functional. This is not functional over the long term. And so I think all the big picture things that we're still talking about with this team exist. And to me, it can't hold. I don't know how it holds. I don't know how it holds for this week. If you get into somehow pull this off and get into next week or the week after, or you roll it all back next year, like how does that hold where Marcus Smart is acting like the coach and a role player goes off and one of the stars says, well, it's just because we told him what to do. And it's like, this is all sort of laid bare. Like, how does that stay together? How does that hold up?
I don't know.
I don't think it can.
No, I'm chuckling because it's preposterous. Like I, as you're saying it, I'm thinking to myself, they could win the title and fire Missoula because they don't need him. Like really, that's how they act.
Player coach. Right.
Right.
But it's also so demeaning. And how'd Jaylen Brown play last night?
Garbage.
He sucked.
Yeah, garbage.
He has sucked this series. He's sucked. Grant Williams has been better than Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, Grant Williams has been pretty good when he got in there, which, again, takes me all the way back to game one. I'm still trying to figure out Peyton Pritchard over Grant Williams in game one.
Well, I don't think Jaylen Brown's been great since the Atlanta series.
Jimmy
really.
Stewart's sources would tell you that Grant Williams was suspended game one. So maybe there's an off-court thing there with Grant Williams, to which I would say, it's the East Finals. Why don't you find him in the offseason or something? But be that as it may, I don't know. I'll look it up. Maybe that but it just feels to me that Grant Williams has given you more than Jaylen Brown, who I think has smelled this series.
Oh, I agree with you on Grant Williams. Jaylen Brown's been off. He's been, this is like the opposite of what happened with him and Tatum Not entirely the opposite, but in the finals last year, Brown was really good. Last night, though, Tatum was great in the second half.
And this is sort of like, so Jaylen Brown has sucked. He hasn't lived up to his end of the bargain. Grant Williams has actually been pretty good. And Jaylen Brown has the nerve after the game to talk down to him like that. Like, you know, you just went off because we let you. And if you, and if we didn't stay in your ear, you know, you wouldn't be anything, you know, like, I don't know. Like, is that the guy to be doing it with this way that he's playing? So it's like, I think all these things are still sort of underneath the surface there. I mean, again, this is Jaylen Brown. Give it to me one more time. Jaylen Brown on Grant Williams. Could you be any more condescending than this?
Grant comes in and has to win. And when he plays composed and he keeps his head, he can be a tremendous asset. And you just got to keep talking to him, you know, keep letting him know where the game is at. Keep telling him to make the right plays, play within his role. And I think that he did that tonight.
Well, thank God Grant Williams is you, Coach Brown.
When he keeps his head, he's essentially calling him an idiot. When he doesn't act like an idiot, you know, he can do good things for us.
Totally. And I think Grant Williams does act like an idiot half the time. I get it. But Jaylen Brown was shooting whatever, 3 for whatever. You know, just barely hitting the rim on his free throws. You see those free throws last night?
Oh, my gosh, they were horrible. That second one in particular. Holy crap. What, did he miss the rim by a foot?
So it's like a guy that's won exactly nothing, isn't exactly playing well, but, you know, sort of just talking down to a guy that's actually playing well and helping you win some of these games. It's like, so it's just a bad look, and it sort of speaks to, I think, the fault lines that are still on that team that I eventually have to crack.
I think it's exactly, you know, indicative of who they are, which is they're all sort of searching to have leverage over everybody else somehow. You know, that it's all about I'm the leader, I'm the guy, and the fact is they don't have one, which is part of the problem. So Smart's got to tell everybody I'm the coach. Brown's got to leverage Grant Williams because he thinks he's better than he is. The comment that he made about when he keeps his head, we presume that's about Jimmy Butler, right?
Sure, of course.
So as you just said it, and I thought about it a little further, the fact that if game one was a suspension, what if he started a practice in a fight in practice? Like, what if that is what the genesis of it is? Mm-hmm. Then the Butler thing happens, and they're rolling his eyes. They're like, what is this guy's problem? He can't get, you know, keep his focus. He's always starting some sort of thing. And so now it's, you know, Grant Williams' problem child. Like, I don't know. That didn't feel like a Butler thing. The fact that they didn't stand behind him in that Butler thing, Mike, something ain't right.
Of course. It was obvious.
I know, and I know he said that the other day, but I mean, like, maybe the guy fights people in practice.
They can't
like
stand him.
Like, it was a Draymond Green thing against Golden State.
Whatever. They can't stand him, or they don't trust him, but whatever. You know, it's like, well, there's a lot of guys on that list. You've been at this for a while now. So, I don't know. You don't got a problem with Kyrie Irving. That's your guy, Jaylen, but you got a problem with this guy? All right. Like, I don't know. I look at Jaylen Brown. I don't trust his judgment of character. Let me just put it to you like that. Because, you know, the company he keeps, the company Jaylen Brown keeps, I'm going to trust your judge of character on Grant Williams? No, thank you. And I see what you see with Grant Williams, but I don't know. I'd feel better about Coach Brown's commentary if you could hit a shot now and then. And they tried last night in the fourth quarter. Tatum was on the bench to start the fourth quarter, and they sort of turned it over to Jaylen Brown. And immediately, thank God, Mazzulla woke up and immediately, I think, called a timeout early and said, this ain't working, and put Tatum right back out there. And Tatum straightened the game out because Brown's nowhere right now. So all these things still exist on this Celtics team.
Brown can't carry an offense.
We continue with your thoughts right after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Every day they work their hardest to give you the best show they can.
I think that's rare.
It's Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And this is a Celtics team that had chemistry issues in the past. They got through it. They got better. But I've had a source tell me in the past week that this Celtics team feels like a group that's tired of fake liking each other. They've been around each other forever. They've been through it before. But I think it's at the point now, especially given the way that they've lost this series or will lose this series against the Heat, that they got to shake things up. They got to shake it up on different levels, which brings us to Jason Tatum. He's too passive. He feels like more of a 1B, not a 1A. We saw it in the finals last year against the Warriors. We're seeing it again right now against the Miami Heat. How he's not taking these shots into the fourth quarter blows my mind. Jaylen Brown lacks dribbling skills at an elite level. He lacks leadership. And this brings into the question, just really, what does it mean? What level can you reach if you have two wings that are your lead ball handlers?
Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer says they're getting tired of faking that they like each other. Was that what he said? Was
fake
that
liking
fake
each other.
Like each other.
Fake like each other. There's something to that.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I joked with someone earlier today, that just describes every sports team that I've ever covered.
I know.
Seriously, at some level, they all go their separate ways at the end of the season. It happens all the time, right? Like, in fact, you could argue it's like every working relationship in history, for crying out loud, save for a few. But the point is, like, has it run its course? Like, that's sort of how I interpret it. They've been together a long time. Like, that part of it resonates with me where he said that. These guys have been together a long time. You know, eventually you say, how much longer do you want to do it? Like, or you start to really dig in and say, it's not working anymore. And in their case, I think they're at that stage.
Yeah, that collectively, it ain't right. You know,
resentments start to fester, you know, it can get ugly.
100%. And if you start winning championships, like, all that sort of settles into place.
Bingo.
And all the fault lines get covered over because you're winning championships and people are happy with their roles because it's resulting in a ring. And so, not that there aren't jealousies or whatever, but I think it's just, you know, it's much easier to find your place. When you win a championship and you have a certain place, you have to be happy with it or you're some kind of a-hole.
Totally. Yes, again, but at the end of the day, you're in it to win.
But when you're not winning, it's like, well, this is why we lost and you're why we lost and you don't know what you're doing and you're not ready. And it's like all that thing. And when you're a younger team, which is the Celtics still are, not giving them an excuse there, but it's not like they've settled into their places in the league. It's all still sort of up in the air, and that's where I think they are.
Yeah, and looking at in the NBA, it's really hard for young guys to win for this reason. Like, there's all this searching of who's on top, who's the guy, who's the leader, like, how are we going to figure it out? And eventually it all breaks apart. So you either win and stay together, like Golden State did, or you lose and fall apart, like Oklahoma City did. Like, you don't get over the hump. I think they're at this stage. Meaning they're right on the crest. So which one's it going to be? And if they fall apart and lose, then they have to break it apart.
Okay, back to your phones. Matt in the car on Joe Mazzulla. Yes, Matt.
Afternoon, Mike. You know, I feel a little better after last night, but just a couple points. You know, Mazzulla calling a timeout, right, with 3:30 left in the fourth quarter when they're up like 14. And Stan Van Gundy's talking about, you can't slow the game down. You know, you haven't won anything yet. Mazzulla calls a timeout. And then, you know, Tatum misses a layup where he thinks he got fouled and he throws his hand up like he's trying to land a plane at Logan on the tarmac. I mean, just little things like that are going to just absolutely kill you when the pressure gets to you, because there's no room for error. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I just think you can't get on Missoula for his timeouts last night. That's what we've been wanting to do the whole time. Mm-hmm. And Maz took a look at it. How'd they do coming out of every timeout?
Well, the first four timeouts of the game that he called, and there was one in each quarter, the first, the second, the third, and the fourth. Every time they came out and they got a bucket on their first possession or free throws. Now, one of those was Jaylen Brown. That was in the second quarter where he missed both of the free throws. But in the first, they came out, Tatum got a three right out of the gate. The second one was Brown. He missed the free throws. In the third, they were up. They got a white three right out of the gate when they came. They came out. They were down 61-58. They called a timeout. White got a three. They ended up going up 70-61. They get 12 in a row. And then it happened again in the fourth quarter. He called one earlier in the fourth where they were up 88-83. They called timeout. Tatum immediately got a fadeaway. He hit it. They went on a 12-0 run and blew the game open.
How about the one where near court, Jaylen Brown was getting sort of trapped in the corner mid-shot clock, and he banged one. Did you notice that one?
I didn't.
Oh, Maz, that was the one. That was like the grown-up, big boy timeout right there. He banged it with Jaylen Brown had the ball. He was in, you know, if you're looking on the screen, in the near court, sort of down in the corner, and he was, you could all feel he was about to dribble it right off his shin, and Missoula banged the timeout in the middle of the shot clock. Like, oh, you're going to do that now? Because that also takes the ball out of your player's hands and blah, blah, blah. That was like a next-level timeout for him.
Yeah, look, he had his finger on the pulse. He had his finger on the pulse last night. He recognized a couple of key moments in the game where one way or another, either it was getting away from him and they were down, or they were losing a lead was getting whittled away, and he pressed the button, stop, which is what Spoelstra did. It's what Doc Rivers did in the previous round.
So it's just a little much to get on him for not calling timeout, not calling out timeout, not calling timeout. And then he has a game where he calls a bunch of timeouts. It works, and then you say he calls too many timeouts. Let's try and be fair, caller. Jules in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Jules.
Hey, I was just agreeing with Felger in my head about that timeout for Jaylen Brown when he was caught in the corner. But I'm actually long time listener, first time caller, and I appreciate your time. I think that Jaylen Brown's hurt, and I think they should be sitting him a lot more than they actually are. I don't know what your thoughts are, but
yeah, well, yeah, the hand, right? I mean, or is it the he got
elbow
landed on in that first game, I think.
But that's his left arm.
So, like,
he was playing that up.
I mean, I totally think he was playing that up.
I mean, it's not a coincidence that came out in the broadcast team last night. That clearly got fed to them. Like, you know, hey, remember that injury he had earlier in the series?
Yeah.
Like, they clearly, like, planted that in someone's ear last night.
But you did see the bleeding the other night from the
hand. If it's anything, it's the hand.
So, all right. I mean, if he is hurt, I mean, he might be. And he's not hitting. Do you have to play him?
No.
Maybe. I mean, guys, Brogdon hasn't exactly been.
No,
he was
maybe.
Terrible last night.
Yeah, he.
Well, and again, they're saying he's hurt too. Why can't you say he blows?
No, you can. I just get accused of using the word a lot.
You do. It's a staple.
Yeah. I know.
They're saying he's got a wrist or a forearm or something, too.
Whatever.
When people tune in, well, they go to see Skynyrd, they want to hear Freebird.
Correct.
When they tune into the show, they want to hear you
sucks
say
and
sucks
blows.
And blows.
Yeah. Okay. He blows. Right now, he blows. He does. He blows right now. Seriously, terrible. And look, I allow for the fact that there's something going on with Brown because of that free throw. That was horrible.
Yeah, that didn't look right.
I mean, that was like the free throw line's 15 feet away. He shot at 12.
Wayne in Yarmouth. Hi, Wayne.
Hi.
Hi, Wayne.
Yes.
Wayne, I'm going to put you on hold. You're usually ready to go.
Yeah, he's a regular.
Sam in the car. Hi, Sam. You're up next.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to say two things. I'm happy that the Celtics get to play one more game at home so they can be booed out of their own arena again when they inevitably blow it. And then one thing on Marcus Smart that's been like, I finally figured out who he is. He's the Johnny Gomes of the Boston Celtics, where he thinks he's better than everybody else. And he's, you know, saying all these things where he should just take his place as a role player. All right, you guys have a good one.
Yeah, just sort of this massive outsized ego and, you know, his view of his role on the team. And
what if you're at a grocery store and the guy right next to you in line is pointing at you and yelling at you? Are you going to go get security or you going to do something right there?
His importance to the team, and he has no sense of
reality
of what his real place is or how ridiculous he sounds when he talks about his role.
Correct.
Yell in my dugout and point in my dugout and take your helmet off and basically challenge your whole dugout. I'll have a problem with that.
When he told Kenny Rosenthal to ask him about the war stand.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, that's Marcus Smart. I see some.
Johnny, you just instructed me what to ask you. The team was 10-1 with you starting in the postseason. How'd that happen?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of saber metrics and there's a lot of numbers and stuff, you know, the whole war stat, you know, but when we go to playoffs, you know, it's you want me to go to war with.
He was...
You have no idea how ridiculous he sounds.
No, and I'll at least say this. Smart's a better player than Johnny Gomes.
And more of a factor. But yes. It's the same thing where he jumps in the coach's chair and starts coaching the team during a timeout. He has no idea how ridiculous that looks, or when he then answers a question about what he was actually telling the team. He has no idea, no conception of how ridiculous that looks.
Right. Like, I'm convinced he still doesn't realize how much he insulted his coach when he did that.
And certainly that part he doesn't.
I wouldn't have done it.
I mean, the whole thing. And meanwhile, right. But unlike Johnny Gomes, he's not starting fights in the supermarket, but in the produce section.
No, I don't know. But speaking of Red Sox, quick Red Sox.
Much patience, nor do I have much time right now to be in an arguing match.
Sorry, Johnny. We'll do it right after Big Jim Murray gets you updated.
Got to stand up for, you know, a red-blooded American.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, Felger and Maz continues on the Sports Hub.
And Webb with the 0-2 pitch. He struck him out. That's the ball game. It ends 4-0. The Angels win this one. They take the first two, and the Red Sox have scored just one run in their last three games.
All right, let's give you a Red Sox minute. They lose again last night in Anaheim. I don't have it in front of me. I think they're tied for last place, 4 games over .500.
Ish. Yeah, that's about right.
Well, it's just important to me, and I'll tell you why in a second. But you got a Red Sox thought at this hour, Miss?
Yeah, quickly. Again, they are tied for last. 26-23, 8.5 out, tied with Toronto for last place.
3 games over. Go ahead.
Yeah, so look, they've scored one run in 32 innings, and I would tell you that teams go in slumps, blah, 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 blah. Honestly, these are bad losses. You can't lose to this team.
I say Anaheim doesn't know how to play.
You cannot lose to this team. The Angels are 27-23. You're 26-23. So now they're a half game in front of you in the wild card race. And when I say that, here's my point. If you finish behind Anaheim, you have no chance of making the playoffs. Zero. It's over. This is one of the teams you have to beat to do it. So the Red Sox are in that, you know, netherworld in the middle of the league. And the fact is that, you know, the Yankees, the Orioles, the Blue Jays, like all in the same division, your only chance is you got to finish out of last place in the division, and you have to beat one of the teams from the West, Texas or Houston. You do that, you're in. If you're behind the Angels, forget it. Over. No shot. And I told you this the other day, the low-scoring games thing, they're 3-19 when they don't score four. Now, last night they get zero. Okay, you're not going to win when you score zero. But the only team in the league that is worse than them in these games is Oakland. Which, Oakland is historically bad.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you got to find it. Now, this is really a commentary more on their pitching than it is on their offense. But to lose to the Angels, they took 3 out of 4 from the Angels here early in the year. Now you're going out, you're giving them right back, and you're going to end up 81-81.
And this
bad losses.
This caning, whatever this stiff is that the Angels put out there last night, he had been getting his face ripped off, giving up a home run like 5 or 6 straight games, and he shut them down last night. That's a bad look.
So this is coming down to the wire for me, just personally, but, well, this is the Felger and Mass show, so I'll just give you where I am in my head. Like I've said to you, I think the Red Sox suck. This is what I said before the year. If you ask me today, they suck. I said I'll only start to change my mind on what they are at Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, get back to me at Memorial Day. 2 months into the year, it's a good time to reset, and if you're wrong about a team, that's when you have to start saying you were right or wrong about a team. This is coming down to the wire to me, but I feel like we're going to have a conflict over what constitutes suck. Because when I hear Red Sox fans talk about how they feel about the team, I'm like, we have to first agree on what the criteria is of suck. And I'll just give you the latest example. I was listening to Zolak and Bertrand, as I do most every day. It was yesterday. I meant to ask Jimmy to grab this yesterday, and I forgot. But so we'll do it here. But I was listening to Zolak and Bertrand, and they were doing a baseball segment discussing just generally the state of the team. And you all know Tyler Milliken behind the glass, big Red Sox guy. And he and Beadle were discussing the state of the team, and I heard this exchange. Go ahead, Jimmy.
They're not a bad team. Now, granted, they're like 500 in the last couple of weeks here, but do they look like a bad team right now? They don't look like a bad team.
Good in the American League, that's what the Red Sox are, but you need to be great to make the playoffs.
That St. Louis series was bad. That was a bad weekend. But outside of that, they've been okay.
They've been better than okay. They've been good. They're a good baseball team. They're on like an 85-86 win pace.
Stop.
But 85 wins, 86.
Stop.
They're a good baseball team. They're on like an 85-86 win pace. What? Since when? Since when? 85 wins is a good baseball team? When did that happen?
You have to convince me of this.
Oh, and I know we've hit on this, Maz, that the like, one of the worst things that has happened here under Chaim Bloom is that the bar has been lowered. Like, you know, the Red Sox went on a little run there, climbed out of last place, got into the last wild card spot. And we all said, hey, look at this. They're overachieving. They look pretty good. And you have to stop yourself and say that's what's happened here, that Chaim Bloom has beaten us down so badly that just getting on having a good week and claiming a wild card spot is now like, wow, look at them. When this is a team that should perennially be first or second in their division, perennially at the top of mind, top of the league, and anything short of that is a massive underachievement given the resources that they have and the economics of baseball and all those things I don't need to go over. And never mind, it's the fourth year into Heim. This is the fourth year. Year four. So it's not like he just took over. Year four. They're on an 85-win pace, and there are Red Sox fans out there who say, look at them, they're a really good baseball team. And so I'm not really dumping on Milliken. I mean, I am, but I'm not, because I think
it's a common belief
that this is what we've been reduced to.
Mm-hmm.
Since when? How old is Milliken?
25-ish?
25.
Yeah.
So when they won in 2018, he was...
20.
I mean, that's still useless because that's still too young, but it's not like he was 12.
No, he's old enough to know.
So he's seen really good baseball.
Yes.
Guys of his age have seen championship caliber baseball.
Correct.
And they're looking at this, an 85-win team, and saying
they've been better than okay. They've been good.
Keep going. Would you just give that to me again, please?
They've been better than okay. They've been good. They're a good baseball team. They're on like an 85-86 win pace. But 85 wins, 86 wins does not get you in the playoffs in the American League.
Does 88?
Probably.
That sounded inspired.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
But just that first thing.
Yeah.
He said, no, they're like a really good team.
They've been better than okay. They've been good. They're a good baseball team. They're on like an 85-86 win pace.
Stop. Like that to me is like, that doesn't add up. Since when is 85 wins a good baseball team?
It's not.
Yikes.
Well, when you have minimal expectations. And then the other thing I've heard from the likes of Milliken and others is like, well, if you put them in the AL Central, they'd be one of the better teams in the league. Like, well, no, you're not there, and you're in the American League East.
Well, that one goes right up my caboose. Dude, right up, because the other thing is, well, you're not in the American League Central, you're in the American League East.
Yeah.
And you know what the competition is, right, so you got to build it for that.
I'm sorry, other than the White Sox, maybe the Rangers, I don't know. They're all small market teams, and of course, that's why they're the Central. Look at the AL and the NL Central. They're all, you know, piddling.
Mid-market, yeah.
Mid-market. Their payrolls are half of yours. What does that do? Like, what is that? Like, God, could you lower the bar anymore?
I know. I'm beaten. I'm a beaten man. Again, I have to accept it from this reality because, again, I got an hour show to do every night. What do you want me to tell you?
But listen, like an 85 win team.
I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I know.
I gotta try to actually, get
polish
excited.
Polish the turd.
About, yeah.
I would just rip on Milliken and those guys all hour.
Tonight, well, we can do o'clock. That too. Yeah, Milliken's on tonight.
But it's like 85 wins is now a really good baseball. Again, I just want to quote him back. Really good. Get one more time. Give it to me again. They're a really good baseball team?
They've been better than okay. They've been good. They're a good baseball team. They're on like an 85-86 win pace.
They're a good baseball team.
Well, Mike, considering where the odds makers had them before the season, it was 77.5. So a pace for 9 more wins potentially, that's a good baseball team by what the odds makers thought you were.
Relative to the standard that's now been set.
But, context is king here.
But that doesn't mean you're a really good baseball team. Now, if you want to say they're decent, they could win 85-86 games. I'll give you that.
Decent's the word.
If you want to say they're keeping their heads above water, right now they're trending for 85-86 wins, that will put them in the playoff race. That's a reasonable statement. But if you heard of Kansas City, if you, in any point in our Red Sox lifetime, heard a Kansas City Royal fan say, no, they're a good baseball team. They're on pace for 85-86 wins. You laugh at them and you say, that's why you're a Kansas City Royal fan.
They fired Dave Dombrowski
probably
after 84 wins. That season was a failure. It was like, oh, he's got to go after that. Now it's, oh, no, that's good.
Well, no, that was a John Henry, Dave Dombrowski spending money thing.
But it's a good point. But the fan base treated Dave Dombrowski like an abject failure.
Correct.
At 84 wins.
Yeah, spare me on those people, okay? Dave Dombrowski brought a championship here, was willing to make tough decisions and big moves, and was right on the prospects that are succeeding right now.
No, yes, this is right. But they said he's got to go at 84 wins. But now at 85?
Yay!
They're a good baseball team?
Probably.
Bloom's going to get an extension.
God! So this all goes back to what constitutes suck. So, I'm sorry.
No, it tells you about the place of baseball and the expectations in this town is what it tells you.
I thought
it has dropped precipitously.
I'm sorry. I thought the OU was 78.5.
It was 78.5.
So I had them under 78.5. Their record at, even if they lose these games at Memorial Day, is still probably going to be over 78.5.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
But I'm sorry. As of now, no, you suck. You suck. If you're in last place and hovering around 500, you suck. Can we keep our standards here, please? I mean, Jesus, this is Boston. So let's maintain a high standard and a high expectation, especially in a sport that has no cap and you're able to outspend teams. And no, 500 and last place sucks. Let's be clear on that, okay? It's not really good, Milliken. All right, so there's your Red Sox minute. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Probably.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's.org.
Exactly what was it you heard?
It's Felger and Mass. Oh. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Just coming together, talking it out, and like a lot of times when you get to this point, you know, down 3-0, you see, you know, locker rooms and teams start to go in the other direction. We wanted to make sure that we stayed together. We wanted to make sure that we, you know, look each other in the eye and came out today and put our best foot forward. And I'm proud of our group for doing that. Because, you know, you see teams with their back against the wall and you see they just collapse. You didn't see that tonight. You've seen us come together. You've seen us play defense. You've seen us make the right plays. And I feel like that shows a lot about our character, especially in a game where everything has, you know, is on the line and everything has went wrong in the last couple of games.
On the face of it, not a bad comment. A little too self-congratulatory, though, I would say, Maz.
Definitely.
I mean, for Pete's sake, Jalen, you've lost 3 of 4 to a team that's not in your class. You're about to get bounced out of the playoffs from an inferior opponent when you're an odds-on favorite to win the championship and probably the best team in the league. And you're sitting there carrying on about how this shows your character and your resilience and all of this. Like, this is kind of their problem, right?
Exactly. This is the part of it that drives me bananas. See, I woke up today, and again, it was they played better last night. That's good. Great. But I look at it and I say, you know, if you had just shown up for game one of the series and you split at home, if you would, and that is not a big ask. The ask is to sweep at home. And in fact, that's not even an ask. If you're a championship team, you should do that automatically. But they'd be 2-2 right now. You'd be right in it.
They've sucked. He's sucked. And he comes out after that win and says, this shows you what we're all about. Like, geez. I think a healthier approach there would be pissed off. I'm pissed off with the way I'm playing. I'm pissed off we're still down 3-1. We should never have been here. Instead, it's like, nah, we showed what we're made of tonight. Oh, geez. Like that.
But this is what
talk
they
about. Talk about a low bar. Milliken.
They smell their own farts. Look how they were reacting after Game 7 with the win over the 76ers. And then the very next day, right at that practice, Al Horford was like, what is this? Like, guys, we got to stop. Let's try to reset here.
They avoid the sweep from the 8 seed that's not even in their class. And Jalen Brown's like, oh, that just showed you what we're made of.
See?
Wow.
Look at us, see?
Again, now that's a low bar. Back to your
phones. What are you going to say now, Matt?
On everything. Ken in Maine. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I used to be a Jalen Brown fan big time, but boy, oh boy, he has really regressed in this last 6 months, I think. Playing for the money, big contract, and he's doing nothing. So I guess we got to get things changed up. I'm glad they played some defense team-wise, but and pass the ball around.
He's having a bad series. I mean, if he breaks out of it, goes for 30 this next game, it sure changes the outlook of the whole thing. And you get back to having a two-headed monster. He just hasn't been there this series. Wayne in Yarmouth, are you ready?
Yeah, three quick things. Sorry for that earlier.
No problem.
Brown, significantly improving his play. Do we see that? Grant Williams, continuing to follow Coach Brown's direction and start playing within himself. And three, will Smart hit at least a third of his threes because he's sure as hell going to be firing them at will tomorrow night.
Well, he hit them last night, which is like warning, danger, danger. He's hitting them, which means he's going to take them. And he's not going to keep hitting them because he's not a good shooter.
He was, what, 3 for 9 last night, which is about consistent with who he is.
Well, right. You know, ultimately it wasn't a good percentage, but when they were going there in the second half, he drained those three. They should play Grant Williams. I mean, I think just physically, he's a good matchup against Jimmy Butler the way Jimmy Butler plays.
Yeah, he's a good matchup against Miami. I mean, because it's going to be a more physical series. That's his kind of play. And he's a bit of a mismatch for them because he can go out to the three-point line and shoot out there. How many physical players do the Celtics have that can shoot threes?
I just think, but, you know, Butler himself, you know, Butler's going to dribble to his spot. He loves a baseline, and he's going to kind of body you. And I think he's just a little too much for Brogdon or White. And he's not a real risk to blow right by you. It's really more about just sort of stopping and getting an angle and,
you know, in front of him.
Just going up in the mid-range. I mean, I just feel like I know he owned Grant Williams in game three or whatever, game two, and maybe he'll own him again if he gets going. I mean, but I like Grant Williams on him better than White or Brogdon. I'll just say that. I mean,
it
should be Brown or Tatum. I mean, those are better matchups overall. But if, you know, Miami's running these switches and Jimmy Butler wants himself Grant Williams, I mean, I don't know. I'll take my chance on that. And is Jaylen Brown going to turn around? I mean, he can. He's got the ability to, obviously, any point in time. He can go off.
Those two free throws last night scared the crap out of me for Jaylen Brown. That was horrible. Those look like Murray shooting free throws.
Chris in Trainville. Hi, Chris.
Hey, I didn't know if you guys saw it, but Jaylen Brown in the game yesterday, I think it was in the first quarter, but he knocked the ball off his like knee or something like that, and he goes down, and he puts his hands up for everybody to pick him up. Everyone was down the other end of the court. Miami Heat like walking around him like he's an obstacle. It was like ridiculous. There's just no team mentality here.
So I didn't see that. But
how about getting yourself off the floor?
Yeah, how about get off the floor? I mean, that's not a commentary on him. That's a commentary on the league, the sport. Everybody get up. Keep your feet and keep playing. Everyone's hitting the deck, constantly hitting.
I mean, really, again, there was a play from, I don't remember which game it was now, two or three, where Jaylen Brown's sitting his ass on the floor and Miami's running down the other end for a three-pointer. Get your ass up and get back on defense.
Aaron, Paul in Fairhaven. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you guys? Thanks for the call. Hey, real quick, with the Celtics, next year with Time Lord, he's the only – if you want to keep Brown and Tatum together, which I kind of do, the only guy that got tradable is Time Lord. So the two ways I would trade him, I think it would work – trade him to Minnesota because Rudy Gobert and Towns aren't working out.
Hey, Paul.
And I think he'd work really good with Towns. Or trade him to Atlanta. They could use a defense for Trae Young.
I don't care what Atlanta could use. Why are we talking about this?
I have no idea.
What do I care what the Wolves could use?
Me neither.
The last thing on my radar.
You shouldn't.
Should they be using more of Rob Williams in this game? They've gone back to Derek White in the starting lineup and that thing. Do you think this is a factor? Is there a better preferred lineup for you?
Well, if they're going to win by shooting threes, Rob Williams is useless. So
White's going to play like he did last night. You'd prefer White in the series more, I would think.
Yeah, this is look, somebody, Vincent's got to end up on somebody, right? And if you have a shooter there, you should be able to shoot right over him. So in that way, I would say in this series, go with White. Now, I like the idea of Williams being able to run with Adebayo if it comes to that, but I don't think that they're gonna match him up necessarily that way. He's more of a floater defender.
More of your calls and some football thoughts coming your way off the top of the hour. Murray gets you updated first. 90 seconds, no spots here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.